Welcome to another episode of Making Your Business Easier, the podcast where we give you what you need to succeed in the world of small business. The best from marketing, branding, psychology, sales, outsourcing, and more. Tune in every week for ideas that can help take you and your business to the next level. And remember, by subscribing to this podcast, you receive $100 towards your first project. So sign up today at yourvpm.com/podcast. Now, here's your host, Josh Schreier.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Making Your Business Easier, where we help you show how to make your business run faster, run smoother, run easier than ever before. Today, I want to talk about a very interesting topic that I call Time Management 2.0. Now, why is it called Time Management 2.0? Well, for a couple of reasons. One, there was always an old school of time management which said that you should take every second of your day, maximize it to get the biggest potential out of your day possible. Now, that is a very interesting idea and something which has been perpetuated throughout our society for decades. But in the 21st century, with everything we have going for us today, that presentation has almost run its course. I'll tell you why. Because you don't have a job, you have a business. And you don't have to work 10, 12, 13, 15, 16 hours a day. No one requires that of you. There's no reason to do such a thing. So that being the case, here's the reason that we suggest Time Management 2.0. Time Management 2.0 goes something like this. Start out your day and mark off the top one, maybe two tasks, but no more than two tasks that give the biggest impact to your business right now today as we speak. And set aside that time, usually at the beginning of the day before 12 o'clock. Turn off all technology. This is very important. All phones, internet, everything that's going to beep and buzz and distract you. Go in a closed room with quiet where you can be alone and get those two tasks done. Now, for most businesses, those tasks will not amount to more than 3 to 4 hours in a day. And then in the real world today, your day is over. You might say, well, if I can do two tasks in 4 hours, I could do 4 or 5 tasks in 8 hours, and look how much more productive I could be. That is a fallacy for a couple reasons. One is that the time and attention you're going to have to spend to these tasks is going to be 100%. Because if you mark these tasks off properly, these tasks will take every single bit of your mental, physical, and emotional energy. Because these are the tasks that only you are capable of doing and only you should be doing. So being that that's the case, there's a limit to your physical and emotional energy in the day. Also, there's a limit to how much you actually really want to do every day. If you do two tasks every day that really move your business forward and really get you more customers, more money, more billable time, that is ultimately what you should be doing. And there's no reason to try the other approach. I'll tell you why. Let's break this down just for a second. Let's think of the other approach now, where you have to maximize every second of your waking day. So you could theoretically still be working 10, 12, 13, 14 hours a day. But how much did you really get done in that day? Because that, as the executive manager of your company, assuming that you're delegating tasks appropriately, you shouldn't have 14 hours of work to do every day. You shouldn't have more than 3-4 hours of work to do every day. And those tasks should be exactly what you said, tasks that move the business along, move your business forward, and get you going where you need to get going. So what are some of the objections people might have to this? Well, if I'm only working until 12 o'clock, aren't I just wasting my day? Like, what am I doing? I'm on vacation all day? Well, if you go to places in the 21st century, like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, and I can tell you just from Facebook, because I heard a first-person account of this, that there are entire sections of the departments, especially in the high skilled and the development and the product development stage, where people can be in the arcade 3-4 hours a day. Now, you might not want to spend your day that way, but they give the latitude to the people over there to say that if you get those incredible, those important mission critical tasks done, that is what your job is and what you're getting paid to do. Do whatever you want the rest of the day. Go fly fishing, jump off the Eiffel Tower with a bungee cord for all I care, whatever you want to do. But the main point is you did what you have to do today. And that many, many people have the opposite, where they'll do 10, 12, 15 hours of work and feel they were productive and didn't do anything. They didn't move the business forward in one iota. And that's not an exaggeration at all. You could check your email all day. You could look at your web statistics. You could make phone calls, take phone calls, invoice, do whatever you want to do, and you didn't move your business forward one little bit. Because the tasks that really take the energy and the time and the effort are the ones that you really have to spend your time on. So we don't have to beat a dead horse. That is really today's episode in a nutshell, which is take your number one or two tasks. So let's just say, for example, let's just make this very tactical and practical. Let's say that you run a graphic design business. So your number one or two tasks in today are to come up with a strategy to bring more customers in your business. So you sit down and you brainstorm for two hours, whatever you want, however long you have the mental capacity to do. And then you spend the next 2 hours implementing those techniques. And whether that could be hiring new salespeople, whether that could be creating a social media presence or investigating what it takes to get a new social media presence, whatever those tasks would be, now you have spent the 3-4 hours today moving your business along because now you have a new strategy to get customers. And those are the things many, many people procrastinate because those are the things, since they take all your time and energy, people say, well, I can't just do that all day. And the answer is you're absolutely right. You cannot do this all day, every day. You can do this for 2, 3, 4 hours at a day, and then you're done. And then if you want, you can do tasks that require very little energy, check your email, and make some phone calls, and follow up, and do some things here and there, and run some errands. But that is the main part of your day, is to do those tasks. So if you have any comments, you have any questions, you can always contact us at josh@yourvpm.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back in touch with you the next time we hear from you.